Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleepwave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. We got an incredible review from Tucker, who says he was struggling with his sleep due to the demands of his stressful job, but since listening to Sleepwave is having the best sleep he's had in years, and it has helped him be happier at work too. That is so amazing to hear, Tucker. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know and consider subscribing to support the show. You can enjoy ad-free listening, plus have access to 2 bonus episodes a month and my entire back catalog. It really is the best way to find easy sleep every night. The details are in the show notes. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Confession time. I, the woman who talks about meditation all the time and hosts a podcast about it, has fallen off her meditation routine. I don't even really know when it happened. This summer was intense. We had a lot of family in town, some travel, a couple big life decisions to make, a family health scare, and our child's daycare closed for the summer for renovations, so we also had very little childcare and are both working parents. All of this amounted to me paring down my me time significantly. The few minutes I had to myself in the day, I used to work out, since that's a big stress reliever and mental health booster for me, and I committed to a daily gratitude practice, where I let my pen free write for 5 minutes without stopping about all the things I'm grateful for. Those 2 practices felt the most powerful and beneficial for me, so that's what I went with. This morning, though, I sat in meditation again and felt myself slow down and become truly present. It felt good and peaceful, and I once again remembered that, for me, meditating is coming home to myself. It's letting all the thoughts, worries, circumstances, fears, to-dos, decisions, struggles, and achievements just stop for a minute. That said, it's not always easy to sit with myself in that way. My body and mind sometimes feel too full, too time-pressured, too scattered to be still. And you know what? That's okay. Because I can always come back. It's always there for me, and I'm always glad to return. The truth is, meditating is a practice of coming back. It's coming back to your breath when you notice yourself getting stuck in your thoughts. It's coming back to the present moment, It's coming back to your meditation cushion when you've been gone too long. When I was a meditation newbie, I wanted to be very disciplined with it, and that served me well. I had a specific time I sat each day for a set amount of time. I had mantras I worked with, and I didn't miss a day for a long time. But as my life has evolved, I've found that I've needed to offer myself a bit of grace with all of my practices. That grace is a practice in itself and leads to a more nourishing and grounding experience when I do come back to meditation. Tonight's meditation is exploring what it's like to come back to yourself. If this is your very first time meditating, or if it's your 2000th, tonight we will all be beginners, starting again in this moment, and this moment, and this moment. We're glad you're here. This sleep meditation is called Beginning Again by Billy Gill. The classic text known as the Tao Te Ching imparts the ancient Chinese philosophy of Taoism and holds that the movement of the Tao is to return. The words are poetic and almost intentionally vague, it seems, so as to invite the reader to ponder the inner experience they're meant to induce. The movement of returning carries with it a sense of innocence. For no matter how many times you have done something previously, when you return, you are once again a beginner. Whatever the task may be, what lies before you when you return is rich with potential. This time is not exactly like before. Something unseen and unknown hints at its presence in the gap between the skills you have honed up until now and the possibilities of the present moment. When we return to a meditation practice, we return to stillness and silence. If you return to meditation frequently, you may wonder from time to time, what's so worthwhile about returning to this stillness and silence? The great meditation teacher, Thich Nhat Hanh, said that the value lies in simply stopping. In doing nothing, in simply stopping, we can live freely and be true to ourselves. The flow of life can be a rushing current that carries us along, sometimes without our knowledge or consent, because we aren't even aware that we are caught up in the current. When we take time to mindfully stop, we create space to come into contact with the essence of being, which is so much deeper and more fundamental than the stream of thoughts that fill our minds and distract us from the present moment. As the philosopher Alan Watts pointed out, a person who thinks all the time has nothing to think about except thoughts and loses touch with reality. Tonight's sleep meditation is a return to the source of your true nature, which is peaceful, calm, steady, and blissful. Unless we remember this nature and return again and again, it's easy to lose sight of it. In returning again, we come back to the beginning. Just as childhood, which is how we all begin initially, is characterized by an innocent, carefree quality, we can return at any age to this original state of mind to integrate it with our maturity. Take a deep breath in through your nose and linger in the pause at the top of the breath for just a moment. Exhale through your mouth and release any tension that your body is holding onto from the day. Notice the brief pause at the bottom of the exhale and feel yourself melting into the soft support of your mattress. Again, inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth, noticing the moments when the breath transitions from inhale to exhale, from exhale to inhale. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, each breath, imagine yourself drifting deeper into relaxation. Feel yourself surrendering into the present moment. Listen to the sounds in the room. Simply listening very closely can bring you back to the present moment and draw your attention away from the stream of thoughts. Most people think compulsively. It actually takes some practice to not think under most conditions. We confuse thinking about the world as being one and the same with the world. It's as though we've created a system of symbols to represent the world. These are our thoughts. And we've become so engrossed with the symbols that we forget that they are not the world itself. Thinking about the world is not the same as realizing you are actually in the world and inseparable from it. That realization of being one with being itself is a return to our original state. This returning is the movement of the Tao, in which the Tao Te Ching invites us to participate. Feel yourself surrendering to this flow, this movement. Return to the present moment. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Continue breathing slowly and gently, immersing yourself in this present moment for some time. Beginning always carries a kernel of innocence. Even when we have done something countless times before, when we take on this attitude of innocence, we are tapping into the beginner's mind, where possibilities are endless. Children, naturally, are beginners. They see the world with wide-eyed curiosity and wonder. It holds such magic for them, and they are an inexhaustible fountain of enthusiasm. As you breathe smoothly and steadily, imagine yourself returning to the essence of childhood. Picture yourself in a cozy and enchanting bedroom. Feel the warmth and security of childhood. These sensations are embedded deeply within you. Every human being begins life with this sense of oneness before the sense of separateness emerges and self-consciousness appears. There are many positive aspects of the self-consciousness or ego awareness that comes with maturity and experience. We gradually grow in self-confidence, self-reflection, self-expression, and personal growth. Still, the foundation for that growth is this deep sense of support and security. Relax deeply into this support. Let go of tension and worry. Trust that the universe is holding you in its loving embrace as you release the feeling of separation. Return to the source of your being and the blissful peace of childhood, your original essence. Now, shift your attention to your breath. Observe the gentle rise and fall of your belly as you breathe in and out. Your breath is like a soothing lullaby, a reminder of the peaceful slumber of childhood, where dreams were filled with magic and wonder. The world is that wonderful. Meditation opens up this sense of wonder once again as you release concepts about the world and begin to dance in it. In adulthood, we are driven by a sense of purpose, and we live our lives as though there is a great point to it. While purpose is a positive and meaningful part of life, we must allow space for the dance. The dance has no purpose other than dancing. A child at play merely plays for playing's sake. Letting go of the symbols and concepts about the world, return to the joyful dance and the blissful relaxation of original oneness. Choose a deliberate thought. Something positive. Allow your mind to choose a thought that feels good when you think on it. Go ahead and choose one now. Allow your attention to brood on that thought. Pouring your mental attention toward this deliberate thought. Go on brooding on this deliberate thought. Brooding, brooding, brooding. Go on. Continue brooding, thinking on this thought. And then suddenly, in an instant, dash it out. Remain in that place of no thought for a while. Thank you. After some time, a new thought will spontaneously arise. When a thought spontaneously arises, once again, pour your attention toward this thought and go on brooding, brooding, brooding on this spontaneous thought. Space of openness and pure awareness, revisit the innocence of beginning again. Visualize yourself standing in a serene and magical forest. The trees are tall, and the leaves whisper tales of innocence and wonder. As you take a step deeper into the forest, you notice a warm, golden light bathing the surroundings. It is the light of your inner child, waiting to guide you back to the original state of being. As you walk through this enchanted forest, feel the softness of the earth beneath your feet, like the forgiving ground of childhood playgrounds. The air is filled with the fragrance of blooming flowers, and a gentle breeze rustles the leaves, carrying with it the laughter of children at play. Ahead of you, you see a radiant garden filled with colorful blossoms. In the center of this garden, there's a cozy, inviting swing. Approach it and take a seat. As you swing gently back and forth, you feel a sense of lightness and freedom, just as you did when you were a child. Let the sensation of swinging remind you of the play and freedom that is always possible. The innocence and wonder of beginning anew, returning to the original state of your true nature, fills you with bliss and opens the door to a deep and rejuvenating night of sleep. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Meditation is a journey within, a path to self-awareness and inner peace. It is a practice, not a destination, and it's okay to have thoughts drift in and out. Return again to the gentle rise and fall of the breath. Is always with you, and so it is the perfect companion for meditation. Returning to the breath with a sense of innocence and curiosity, notice how soft the belly has become as you have become more and more relaxed. Watch the navel rise and fall. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Inhale, navel rising. Exhale, navel falling. Rising, exhale, navel falling. Go on. There's an element of the dance to the breath as well. Let go of the idea of breathing and any concepts about breath, and simply ride the soothing flow of air as it dances in and out of your lungs. Feel yourself at one with the breath. As a child, you were at one with the world, and its energy carried you, so you felt endlessly supported. You took refuge in the inexhaustible, so you were never exhausted. Return to your meditation practice again and again. Return to your breath again and again to draw on this inexhaustible well of energy and support. As you soften and surrender into sleep, you are merging once again with the oneness of your original state. There is no sense of time passing because you have released the feeling of traveling through time. You are absorbed in deep bliss. In that bliss, you are restored. Every cell is rejuvenated by this absorption into oneness. Will come and go. Let them come and go. If they disturb your relaxation, dash them out as soon as they arise and remain in the state of no thought. Your breath is like a river, flowing naturally without effort, guiding you back to the source of your authentic self, your original, joyful, blissful state of oneness with life and with the universe. Relax deeply into union with your authentic self. As you drift steadily towards sleep, flow with the natural rhythms of life. Your breath will guide you. Return again and again to the source of your being. Embrace the possibilities, the wonder, and the joy of beginning again. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.